Andrew McGregor presented that Proms composer portrait of Thomas Lacher. Their conversation was recorded earlier this evening. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 10:15. Coming up at 11:45, Verity Sharp introduces tonight's Late Junction. But now we go to the Royal Albert Hall here in London for the second of this evening's Proms.
Welcome to the Royal Albert Hall. I'm Andrew McGregor. And welcome back to those of you that were with us for the first prom this evening and already heard violinist Victoria Mulliver and cellist Matthew Barley giving the first performance of Thomas Lacher's new double concerto. Well, they've sent the orchestra home. They've returned with three friends to share with us their latest musical project, a journey from jazz to gypsy, Hungary to Siberia and North Africa, from Zoltan Kodály to the jazz rock band Weather Report. It's also a celebration of Victoria's family roots in a Ukrainian village, in case you were wondering why such a sophisticated soloist was fronting a project called The Peasant Girl. Well, tonight's performance has Kodály's duo for violin and cello at its center. Matthew says it's like gypsy music that's been given a smart set of clothes but hasn't changed its heart. After Kodály, there are Matthew's arrangements of two Weather Report pieces by Joe Zawinul, a traditional tune transformed in Siberia, and an arrangement of a piece by the Parisian North African duo Doud. Now, before Kodály, we're going to hear two numbers borrowed from the French gypsy band Bratch. Matthew's arranged their version of the jazz standard Django, which was written by the modern jazz quartet's John Lewis as a tribute to the great gypsy jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt. First, a Bratch original, Bilovengo, which we think is Roma for without money, or something very similar. Please welcome on marimba and xylophone Sam Walton, on chamber drum kit Paul Clavis, on jazz piano Julian Joseph, on cello Matthew Barley, and our violinist Victoria Mulliver.
Thank you.
Django, a tribute to the great gypsy jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt, written by John Lewis, the modern jazz quartet pianist and MD, one of the much borrowed standards from the MJQ's repertoire.
And they'll be back after the next piece, which is the Kodai duo. And the Kodai takes its place in the programme by virtue of the fact that it's all based on original gypsy songs that Kodai found travelling around the fields of Hungary. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Duo by Zoltán Kodály, three movements written in 1914 at the start of the First World War, first performed a decade later at a festival in Salzburg and filled to the brim with the melodic influences Kodály found in his field trips in the Hungarian countryside, collecting folk music and with some pretty obvious gypsy influences.
And please welcome back to the stage Sam Walton, Paul Clarvis and Julian Joseph. Thank you.
They finished tuning up. Just time to tell you, I think, that next we're going to hear a number by Weather Report, written by the band's keyboard player Joe Zawinul, in Matthew Barley's own arrangement, and it's called Pursuit of the Woman with a Feathered Hat.
Pursuit of
Hello.
The Woman.
On piano, Mr. Julian Joseph.
Thank you.
That was The Peasant, another Weather Report track from the album Domino Theory, arranged by Matthew Barley. And next we're going to hear from Nadim.
Thank you.
And that was For Nedim, originally a track by the Franco-North African oud and electronics duo Doud, arranged by cellist Matthew Bali for this peasant girl project with his wife Victoria Muller, which they brought with them to this late prom live here at the Royal Albert Hall, with friends and collaborators jazz pianist Julian Joseph and percussionists Paul Clavis and Sam Walton. For Nedim, actually christened For Nadia in Matthew Bali's rearrangement for his and Victoria's daughter, Nadia Muliva Bali, one of the arrangement's biggest fans, he says. Before it, they played that second Weather Report number, The Peasant, and the lovely soulful item you heard just before it, which I didn't have a chance to introduce to you, was Eura, named after Victoria Muliva's father, who died last summer, just a day after it received its first performance. Back they all come onto the platform. Once again, Victoria Muliva leading on Matthew Bali, Sam Walton, Paul Clavis and Julian Joseph bowing low to the promenaders here. Sam playing the rather lovely five-octave marimba on stage and the xylophone, Paul on a kind of mini drum kit, very compact and low to the stage. Matthew Bali calls it chamber percussion. And Victoria and Matthew, by the way, playing the very instruments they used for the first performance of Thomas Lacher's new double concerto in this evening's first prom with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. Victoria on the Jules Falk Stradivari from 1723. Matthew's cello is made by Cesare Gili in Rome in 1790. And they're touring this project, The Peasant Girl, not just in the UK, but they're taking it to Russia as well, which Victoria's pretty excited about, she was telling me earlier. They're due in Irkutsk on the 12th of September. Here they are once more. The other four hanging back and letting Victoria Muliva take centre stage. And the cheers of the promenaders here in the Royal Albert Hall that she gets them all back onto the platform with her. They're sitting down. I think there's going to be more music for us. Thank you. And that was Occhi Chorni, Dark Eyes. Apparently the most famous gypsy song in Russia, according to Matthew Barley, who says it turns up in every film where there's a gypsy and in every restaurant where there's a violinist. Yet it's actually by a German, Florian Herrmann. Matthew's own arrangement for that encore. The intro improvised by Julian Joseph and Paul Clarvis. And as they leave the stage together, I can tell you that it's on the album, along with a couple of tracks we haven't heard tonight. Bartok duos arranged for violin and cello and punctuated with improvisations. And Life, a song by one of the great African voices, Senegalese superstar Youssou N'Dour. But we did at least travel as far as North Africa and followed our gypsy theme through France, as far as Siberia. And it all goes to show that while Victoria Mulliver might be one of the most high-powered soloists on the classical concert platform, she's a peasant girl at heart. And here she comes again with the rest of the team. Matthew Barley, Julian Joseph, Sam Walton and Paul Clarvis. And doesn't she make a fabulous gypsy fiddle player? Good night from us all here at the Royal Albert Hall, and back in Broadcasting House, here's Jill Anderson.
Andrew, thank you very much. That was Andrew McGregor at the Royal Albert Hall. And of course, if you want to listen to that concert again, you can on the BBC iPlayer. It'll be available for the next 7 days. Just go to the Radio 3 website, look at the top bar, and you'll see a link to iPlayer. Well, at a quarter to midnight, we join Verity Sharp for Late Junction with music from the Shetland Isles, an early electronic piece by Jean-Michel Jarre, and a 14th century song. But I thought we'd hear some Romanian gypsy music now, played by a gypsy group called Taraf de Haiduks. That means Band of Brigands. This is Turkish Song. We'll be right back. Turkish song played by Taraf Dahayduks. There are three generations of musicians in the group and they come from a small village southwest of Bucharest. Well, our next piece is a Russian tune, a Cossack tune called Akasetsky, and it's played by two mandolin players, Andy Statman and Dave Grisman. Tuba players always practicing. That was Agazetsky, a Cossack tune, maybe with some bluegrass influence, played by Andy Statman and Dave Grisman, mandolins, Jim Kerwin, bass, Hal Blaine, drums, and Zachariah Spellman playing the tuba. Well, tomorrow night on Radio 3, two old Brahms proms, the Chamber Orchestra of Europe with Bernard Haitink, focus on the Symphony No. 3 in F, followed by the Piano Concerto No. 1 in D minor, with the soloist Emmanuel Axe. And then the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra and Andrew Manzi and Angela Hewitt in more Brahms. That's tomorrow night here on BBC Radio 3. We're on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and also online. It's time now for Late Junction, presented tonight by Verity Sharp. Thank you.
three little-known step dance tunes from various places in Canada. The last, called The Man with Two Wives, comes from New Brunswick and played there by the fiddler Lisa Ornstein to the footwork of André Marchand. The fiddle is, of course, the essential instrument for so much traditional dance music. Portable, expressive, and if you know how to play it well, the bow becomes your rhythm section too. This rigadoon is from the High Alps region of southern France, and the fiddlers here of Michel Favre and Patrice Gabay.
Thank you.
Well, if you want even more rhythmic drive to your dance music, you have to invest in that instrument. That's the hurdy-gurdy, as played by Didier Champion, making it sound easy, although it does take some practice. You have to master the turning of the wheel, which gives you the rhythm, and then learn to play some pretty complex melodies with the other hand. It's not one for the easily frustrated. Didier Champion, joined there by his brother Eric, playing the diatonic accordion, and those were two tunes, Printemps and Dans la Neige. Well, a more rustic-sounding melodeon used to accompany this song from Italy, along with an interesting bit of percussion. I've no idea what's making this noise, as the sleeve notes are all in Italian, but I'm sure we can all come up with our own theories.
La Cuba Cuba viene de pasticcia, la Cuba Cuba viene de pasticcia, alza de paduno e dammi la salciccia, alza de paduno e dammi la salciccia.
Thank you.
Well, that's the innovative percussion ensemble Yuakti from Brazil, who make a lot of their instruments, following on from the voice of Anna Cinzia Villani from Salento in southern Italy, right down there in the heel of the boot. That Yuakti track comes from an album that they made in 2005 called Oyapokki Chuai, and I'll play you another track from that a little bit later on. If you'd like details, do drop us a line. late.junction@bbc.co.uk is the email address, or you can write to us at BBC Broadcasting House, London W1A1AA. Now, before guitarist Ryan Teague, a traditional English song here from Shirley Collins.
This caused the lawyer much to fret, to see how simply he'd been took. But Turpin robbed him of his door, because he knew he'd lie for more. Oh, Red Turpin hero, oh, Red Turpin, oh.
White Nights by Ryan Teague, following on from Turpin Hero, as sung by Shirley Collins, who was accompanying herself on the banjo, and that's from the album that she made in 1959 called Sweet England, an album that was produced by Alan Lomax, and it's recently been re-released by the fledgling label. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and a nice bit of ambience coming up with an equally spatial title. It's the work of Adam Wiltsey and Dustin O'Halloran, and they've called the piece "We Played Some Open Chords and Rejoiced, for the Earth Had Circled the Sun Yet Another Year." So that's coming up after this spiritual chant by the 14th century Swedish mystic Birgitta Birgersdotter, as sung by Vox Silentiae.
Et quos pudere unto oculi,
We played some open chords and rejoiced, for the earth had circled the sun yet another year. That's the work of Adam Wiltsey and Dustin O'Halloran, and it's from their debut as a duo, an album they've called A Winged Victory for the Sullen. I'll play more of that next week.